This podcast is brought to you by the Diamond Alternative Earrings from Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. Get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair for only $79 from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Set aside the economy, worries about crime, which are at the top of all of voter polls about what they're worried about, and instead vote for you or the world is ending?
Nobody said the world is ending.
But losing this democracy could very well be the end of the world.
You see, if it doesn't gel, it isn't aspic, and this ain't gelling.
Come on!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Biden's job approval rating sits at 44% in this final NBC News poll. By the way, all-time low with independents.
Just one poll? Those things aren't scientific.
Yes, they are. All this is science. This is math.
We're going to be shutting these plants down all across America and having wind and solar.
Shut this off. Shut these all off.
I'm warning you, turning off these machines would be extremely hazardous. Shut it off!
Well, I'm working like hell to deal with the energy prices. I'm going to have a little, as they say, come to the Lord talk with the oil companies pretty soon.
And they'll push again, and I'll say, read my lips.
No more drilling.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
No more drilling. No more coal. How's that windmill on top of your Prius working out for you, huh? How are those solar panels when you get a blizzard and they're covered under 2 feet of snow? This is vote your thermostat. That's what they're. I think those are the ads that are running in New Hampshire and Maine, or they should be running in New Hampshire and Maine and Vermont. They should be running everywhere in the Northeast. Even Bloomberg, a left-wing site owned by Michael Bloomberg, the radical left-wing billionaire who was mayor of New York. They ran a story today talking about the crisis that's coming in the Northeast with New England and New York, the most densely populated region of the country, running low on everything. Fuel oil, diesel oil, which is basically the same thing, liquefied natural gas, coal plants are basically been shut down mostly in the Northeast. Kerosene shortages. And Biden is out there saying, we're going to shut down coal-fired plants. And then the next day, we didn't mean to say it. And then he goes and he doubles down. He goes to Pennsylvania and says, they're not going to do any more drilling. Does he know how many people work in coal and in fracking in Pennsylvania, in Ohio? I mean, I guess that Senate race is pretty much in the bag for J.D. Vance, but there are a lot of people work in energy in Ohio. Kentucky, again, Rand Paul not having any problems, but what are these Democrats thinking of? And what are people in the Northeast gonna heat their houses with? If they run out of diesel fuel, it's not just the trucks that can't deliver the groceries. How are the kids going to get to school? The teachers' union's going to get another year vacation? We'll just do Zoom. It worked out so well these last 2 years with the Zoom. 844-500-4242. We have a jam-packed show today. We're going to do a lot of what we do every election eve. We're going to expand it. We usually give candidates 1 minute in the last hour of the show, but I'm going to expand it after the chump line today in the third hour. We're going to do so. We'll have an hour and 40 minutes of just candidates taking calls from wherever. If you're on the ballot, you have a right to a minute to make your pitch to the voters. So that's at 844-500-4242. In the second half of the second hour, we're going to have Senator Rick Scott of Florida on, and he of course is the chairman of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, and they've as Mitch McConnell pulled all the money out of New Hampshire for Don Bolduc's campaign, Rick Scott stepped up and sent at least a million, maybe more, to Don Bolduc. And as you know, Don Bolduc is has pulled ahead within the margin of error on wrinkly incumbent Senator Maggie Hassan. And apparently, I was just talking to a Democrat in Boston, and they're hysterical. They're sending up the pinky ring thug boys to work the polls. I mean, I don't think they're going to do same day registration, but they're sending them up because they're hysterical that she's going to lose this this fight. And if the Democrats do lose it, they deserve to lose it because they helped Bolduc get the nomination because they thought he was easy pickings. It's funny how these things so often work out that way. Kind of like when Fetterman was with Biden on Saturday, and they were trying to be patriotic Americans, and God has a sense of humor, so he blew over all the American flags, just as Fetterman and Biden were babbling. You can't really say they were speaking, you know? Can you? Anyway, the Democrats are losing because they are doing what Democrats do best, and that's commit random acts of violence. We always say 10 on 1 is Democrat fun. Violence ramps up against the GOP, including grisly death threat. That's in Illinois. Darren Bailey is running against Jabba the Hutt Pritzker, and he's closer than anyone ever thought he would be. He's a state senator. So what a local Democrat said that he was going to skin him alive, and then he was going to feed his family to him as he is alive and screaming in bleeping pain. Just another Democrat. A Lee Zeldin supporter in New York City, in Manhattan, was assaulted yesterday, grabbed by the throat. She was holding a sign saying "Vote Hochul out," and she was grabbed. And apparently, their allegations, she was grabbed not only by this thuggish guy who was throttling her by the throat, but she was also grabbed by a New York City councilwoman too. And they we were just trying to help her out. This is Lee Zeldin. She's a Lee Zeldin supporter. Lee Zeldin, who was almost stabbed by a drunken Democrat during the summer as he was speaking, whose two daughters were inside his house when they had a gang shootout outside the house on Long Island, and the two gangbangers, probably MS-13, were shot in his front yard. 844-500. Then, of course, there was General Bolduc. He was physically assaulted last week before the last debate by someone who was said to be a Libertarian Party member. There was more Democrats in the news. How about the shot fired into home of North Carolina GOP congressional candidate Pat Harrigan's parents? This was in Hickory, North Carolina. And the surprising thing about that is the FBI has taken time out from investigating parents at school board meetings and covering up molesting gymnast doctors in the Midwest to actually investigate a crime against a Republican, or so they say. So they say. Meanwhile, Carrie Lake's headquarters had to be evacuated in Arizona because a Democrat sent a package of white powder to the headquarters. And, of course, Katie Hobbs, her Valley Girl opponent, the Secretary of State, had accused Carrie Lake of having Katie Hobbs' headquarters burglarized. But now it turns out that suspect in Arizona candidate Katie Hobbs' campaign burglary was illegal alien. An illegal alien from Angola? You think he was a Democrat or a Republican? Few more Democrats in the news. New Mexico GOP candidate claims Dem governor's 2018 campaign got preview of debate questions. That would be Michelle Lujan Grisham, who's apparently been running behind in the polls. Her opponent Mark Ronchetti says he's gotten indications that she got the questions leaked to her, kind of like Donna Brazile leaked all the questions in the 2016 CNN debate to Hillary Clinton. It's a Democrat thing. A Colorado man who is a registered Democrat voter has been arrested on charges of tampering with voting equipment by allegedly inserting a USB thumb drive into a voting machine at a polling station during the primary election in June. Then, of course, speaking of Democrat violence, how about McHenry, North Dakota in September, where the drunk Democrat mowed down a North Dakota teen by the name of Kaylor Ellingson. Murdered him with his car, claiming that he was a Republican operative. Democrat Boulder County State Representative, this is Colorado, charged, accused of misrepresenting her residence. Tracy Bennett, this is in Boulder County, the Democrat state rep, charged Friday with multiple felony and misdemeanor counts after she allegedly misrepresented her primary residence. Former Democrat Congressman Ozzie Myers of Philadelphia was sentenced to 2.5 years after he admitted he worked with election officials to pad the vote tallies of his political consulting clients. Stop me if you've heard this one before. In Pennsylvania, of all states. Can you believe this? He had gone to prison once before in the Abscam scandals back 40 years ago. When he was sentenced, Ozzie Myers' family, including his elderly wife, became upset when his bail was revoked and he was ordered to prison straight away. He had been expelled from Congress in 1980 and served time in prison after taking bribes from an undercover FBI agents. Just stuffing a few ballot boxes. I mean, who knew that was against the law if you're a Democrat in Philadelphia? 844-500-4242. Here's one. How about this one from Washington State? Father of Democrat state House candidate says son has been lying about military service. Brett Shavers, father of Democrat candidate Clyde Shavers, claims his son never served as a nuclear submarine officer. He didn't just say he was in basic training at Fort Bragg and then washed out. He was a nuclear submarine officer. Wow. Is Senator Denang Dick Blumenthal going to go and campaign for him? Or is former Senator Tom Harkin? Democrats in the news. 844-500-4242. You know that I love my Pillow's products, and I'm excited that they've created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towels ever. Don't throw in the towel. Get the Howie Carr special of 6 towels for just $39.98. They normally go for $89. The set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Wow. Just call 800-658-4965 or go to mypillow.com and use code Howie to get this special offer. Don't like them? Don't worry. You know that MyPillow has a 10-year warranty. And they just announced that they are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. That's right. Orders placed between now and December 25th will have their money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2023. Happy holidays to you. Get yours by calling 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener's Specials box to get deep discounts on other MyPillow products, too. Dry off with MyPillow's luxurious towels by going to MyPillow.com and don't forget to use code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
There you go. More negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. With the Dow down over 20% and the NASDAQ down 30% since the Brandon administration came into power, you need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which of these odious national Democrats would you most like to see upset tomorrow? Senator Dunning Dick Blumenthal, Governor Kathy Hochul, Senator Pat Murray, Senator Chuck Schumer, or Governor Gretchen Whitmer?
Oh, that's a big wish list. But I'm going to vote for Chuck Schumer.
50% say Chuck Schumer. Yeah, he's way ahead of the pack. 19% saying Kathy Hochul, 15% for Gretchen Whitmer, 12% for Dick Blumenthal, and 4% for Pat Murray.
Really, Blumenthal would have been my second pick, I think, followed by Whitmer. But, you know, I tested this at a speech I had to make in Vero Beach on Saturday night. And before I could even get it out, people started screaming, Schumer, Schumer. I think he's a long shot. That's why I said upset, you know, but I think he's, wouldn't it be great? Oh, my goodness, if he were out of our lives forever. 844-500-4242. Patrice, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrice.
Hey, Howie. This lady getting attacked by a libertarian is kind of another reason for staying submerged, if at all possible, don't you think?
Well, I think she was attacked by a Democrat. It was Bolduc who was attacked by the libertarian. But, I mean, yeah, how about what happened in suburban Miami? One of Marco Rubio's canvassers. This wasn't even Marco Rubio. This was a guy that was going around, you know, dropping off, door hanger literature. And he was just assaulted by four Democrats.
I'll be really interested to see what the submerged vote might be. My husband and I,
we lose her?
Gentlemen, he's a lib.
I think we lost Patrice. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
You can hear me, Howie?
Yes.
I just wanted to have the opportunity to describe Senator Joe Manchin's for voting for the infrastructure bill. Yep. I described him as an idiot, a fool, a sap, a dope, a moron, a loser, naive, and a traitor.
Well, he's a traitor certainly to his constituents in West Virginia. I mean, he should have known he was going to be rolled. I mean, again, he was rolled by Chuck Schumer. How long do you have to listen to Chuck Schumer speak? Even if you just arrived on the planet from Mars or Venus yesterday, before you know, this guy, you wouldn't trust him, if he said the sky was blue, you'd have to, you know, do some kind of check on it. I mean, he got rolled by Chuck Schumer. And part of this whole, to vote for the Inflation Reduction Act, so-called, which is nothing about inflation, or certainly not reducing inflation. And he made a deal, and then Biden just babbles it out and says they're going to do away with coal-fired plants. And, if Manchin had a shot at running again in 2024, I don't think he does now. You know, if Manchin really cared, you know what Manchin should have done is say, you know, I got double-crossed by the Democrat Party. So, you know, it doesn't really matter what happens in the midterms. If everything's steady, the Republicans will be in the majority because I'm switching parties. Just like Governor Justice in West Virginia switched from Democrat to Republican, just like most of my constituents over the last 10 years have switched from Democrat to Republican, I am switching from the Democrat to the Republican Party. So we, the Republicans, are going to control the Senate. But of course, that's not the way he operates because he's a Democrat. He's corrupt. 844-500-4242. Connie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Connie.
Hey, Howie. I'm up in the state of Maine where we have ranked choice voting. I couldn't read this. I'm trying to find an answer. Do you have someone that could probably tell me how to vote tomorrow? Because I've heard two different things. In fact, Bruce Paulson's ad on some radio show recently said you can actually mark the ballot all three times with
right. We've been through this with Bruce Poliquin repeadedly, Connie, and he'd probably be calling in tonight at some point during the candidates' night. He says all you have to do tomorrow is just vote Poliquin across the board. I don't even know what these damn ballots look like. I'm sorry. I don't want to know. Okay. I'm glad we don't have them in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
just vote Poliquin, 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 and there'll be no mistakes that way. And I won't. And you got to fill up every slot though, so that some some moonbat blow-in drifter from New York can't fill in grifter Jared Golden's name on the ballot. You don't want to be. You don't want that to happen. That's for sure. But I will when Bruce calls in, which I think he probably will tonight during our candidate segment. I'll ask him yet again. But right now, just write in Poliquin three times. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Texters are saying, how should they vote on this or that, or who should they vote for? I posted Howie Carr's midterm election guide. It's right on the homepage of HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com. I don't think I made any money off it. I spent most of yesterday sitting down by the pool,
Howie,
working on it.
Clicks equal money.
Okay, well, I'm trying to get some clicks then. And it's got a lot of stuff. It's got links to some of my columns. It's got links to a great moment in a debate last week on a radio station on the South Shore between Bill Keating, the double-dipping congressman, who has a $174,000 congressional salary. And for 11 years, he's been collecting a pension, a state pension, a hack pension, a kiss in the mail of $115,000. And so he's running against this guy named Jess Brown in the South Shore Cape Islands seat in Congress. And Jess Brown handled him very well, very well. It's about like 10, 15 seconds. It's right there. But check it all out. Howie Carr's midterm election guide. It's for all the New England states.
It's very much like Trump's debate with Hillary Clinton. And he said, because you'd be in jail. It's like the same moment.
It is. We actually should play that. If you can come up with that cut during this segment, we should play not the Hillary Clinton cut, but the Jess Brown, Bill Keating cut. It's just really funny. It was on radio station WATD, and they
it'll be a story. Oh, you've been there too long. It's not how long you've been there. It's what you stand for that counts.
No, actually, it's what you do that counts, and you haven't done anything.
And incidentally, that would include his career as a district attorney, a state senator, and a state representative, in addition to his congressional career. And he's now a septuagenarian in his 70s, and he's making a combined total of about $300,000 a year for continuing to do nothing. And you know, the thing is, that's one of the few races where apparently Keating is a little concerned. He spent maybe $500,000 on TV spots, unlike most of the other congressional candidates. But anyway, check it out. You can check that out. Send around my column, Howie Carr's midterm election guide. You can see it at HowieCarrShow.com. And we got New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, Rhode Island, all of the people we've talked to, and some of them we haven't even talked to. 844-500-4242. Right now, it's time for Grace's News.
Hello, Howie. This is pretty breaking news. Trump tells allies he could announce 2024 bid tonight.
I just saw that, Grace. Please, Mr. President, don't do it.
I know. It's such
don't
a bad
do
idea.
Don't do it. Wait.
If he does this, I'm truly going to think that he's just has no self-control whatsoever. Like, you have to have self-control in politics to know the timing of this, and it's not good for the party for him to do this tonight.
No,
maybe it's a rumor, maybe it won't happen, but if it does, Howie, that's a terrible look.
That could cost, I mean, I don't know how close these races really are, but it could cost close races, you know? I mean, I was looking at the numbers for Massachusetts. They're predicting a total turnout in Massachusetts of 2.2 million voters. They've already got like half of them voted early or mail-in ballots.
Right.
4 years ago, there was 2.7 million, and there were really no races. You know, Charlie Baker was rolling to an easy victory. You know, landslide Jeff Deal was getting croaked by the fake Indian. People were just wanting to go out to vote against Trump. I mean, why would Trump want to do this to energize the Democrat base, which seems to be more than a little bit demoralized? It's crazy.
It is crazy. It doesn't make any sense. I'm hoping it's just a rumor. But a well-connected Republican source said the 45th president was telling people he might tonight, but it's not a done thing. I'm hoping that by the time the story gets out there, a lot of people will reach out to him and say, hey, maybe don't do this. This is not a good idea.
I mean, look what he did with DeSantis on Saturday night in Pennsylvania. And then he kind of backed off last night. He comes back down here to Miami. And he's suddenly not exactly solicitous, but he's not calling him de-sanctimonious.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, Ben Shapiro had a really good point, and I'm not going to read it like word for word because I don't have it in front of me. I'm just paraphrasing. But he basically said, when you think about DeSantis versus Trump, the reason why some people are drawn to DeSantis is because they do feel like Trump is a little bit of a loose cannon. And for him to call him de-sanctimonious right before the midterms proves the point that he is a little bit of a loose cannon. You know, it's like all the reasons why people are tending to look at DeSantis and go, maybe that's a better option. He's proving it with these moves right now. And I think that if he does this tonight, then that will really prove it to people that he's not understanding the political game here.
And sometimes, you know, we talk about the famous line that, you know, so-and-so wanted to be the bride at every wedding, the corpse at every funeral. I mean, if Trump does this, he's guilty of the same phenomenon, isn't he?
Yes.
The same vice of wanting to just be the center of attention. Tonight, for the next 48 hours, the center of attention should be people like Carrie Lake, Tudor Dixon,
Blake Masters,
Don Baldock, Caroline Leavitt, Paul LePage, all the people who've been working for a year to get to this moment.
Yeah, let's hope he hears this and he hears other people telling him to hold off, and he does. In other news, Black and Hispanic voters are supporting the GOP in record numbers. We've been hearing about this for a while. Among Latino voters, Democrats, this is from the Wall Street Journal, Democrats held a lead of 5 percentage points over Republicans in the choice of a congressional candidate in the Journal's October survey, a narrower advantage than the Democrats' 11-point lead in August. So this is just more good news. You've heard about the white suburban women and now
yes.
Hispanic voters and Black voters. I think Black voters still primarily are definitely like going towards Democrats. But if Republicans can even make slight inroads in these groups, it's really good news.
You know what it is for Democrats, Grace, if Republicans can get just small slivers? It's, as James Clyburn would say, the end of the world.
I thought you were going to say a threat to democracy. But yes, Jim Clyburn, he thinks it's the end of the world, and then he doesn't think it's the end of the world. So I don't know who to believe there, but you can't quote his own thing back to him because he denies it now.
He says that's just hyperbole. But wait a second. It's your hyperbole. No one else said it. You said it.
I know. And then he brought up the Hitler Nazi thing. Like how many times, Howie? I said this the other day to someone. I said, can we just retire this entire comparison, like both everyone, can we just stop comparing everything to Nazis and to Hitler? Like if you care about inflation according to Matthew Dowd, then you're comparable to a Nazi. And now Jim Clyburn is saying the same thing, like, oh, things look very similar to 1930s Germany. It's like, come on, enough is enough with this. It just rings so hollow. If everyone's Hitler, then no one's Hitler.
You know, didn't AOC tell us a few years ago that we had 12 years left? And we're still on 8 years and a few months on that list. So I was, you know, I was kind of relaxing. You know, didn't seem like there was anything to worry about overnight. But then Clyburn comes out and says, you know, I mean, the world may be over by this time next week, right? This could be my last, your last Monday show, Grace.
The end
according
of the
to James
world.
Clyburn.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy
it's
with
the,
it.
It's the end. It's possibly the end of the world.
If this is it, thanks to all the candidates.
Depending on whether Chuck Schumer gets reelected and Gavin Newsom.
Well, it goes back to this idea of like, how important do you guys think you are? Like, you're really not that important. And you know what, Howie? The other part of this, like, I keep seeing these headlines about Lee Zeldin, how he could save New York City. And obviously he's running for governor of New York, but New York City's dealing with so many problems with crime and the subway and all these things. And I just thought, if I was a voter, if I lived in New York, I would just think to myself, well, how can he make it worse? You know, like how can, and I know that I guess that's not really a compelling pitch, but it's like, wouldn't you rather try the devil you don't know in this situation just to see if maybe things could get a little bit better?
You know, it's also a sign of how bad things are when you start blaming people for your losses before the votes have even been counted. And you know, the Democrats now are turning. It's turning into a circular firing squad. And they're going after Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, who is, you know, nothing to write home about. But they're blaming him because he's talking about the increased amount of violent crime in the city. Well, I mean, he's the mayor. What's he supposed to do? Pretend it's not happening like Alvin Bragg, the district attorney, who, by the way, is going to be fired if Lee Zeldin is elected. Another good reason to vote for Lee Zeldin if you live in New
York
State.
Like, at least there will be change. You know, because sometimes you just think to yourself, we just got to mix it up. Anything is better than what we currently have going. And another really bad sign in New York is the fact that Stephanie Roll from MSNBC is taking Kathy Hochul to task on crime. I mean, that's usually a very safe space for Democrats.
Tell you, you want another omen in the wind, Grace? I just thought of it.
What?
Kathy Hochul gave, what, $600 million to the Buffalo Bills? And they responded by losing to the New York Jets yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I know it's a mere omen.
No, hey, listen, I'm listening to all
the signs. And by the way,
did you see
Lenny Dykstra? Did you see him? You know, the former infielder for the Mets, I guess. I guess he played for the Phillies, too. He said he was tweeting out. He said, "You know the Phillies look like they were going to win the World Series. You know when the tide turned though, Grace.
Oh, when Dr. Jill showed up.
Yeah. The next three games, the Phillies got 9 hits.
Nah.
They stepped into a black hole. You know, kind of like Joe thought he was stepping into yesterday.
Doctor, give me the news.
Folks, I'm Jill Biden's husband, a Philly girl.
Hey, Howie, Lenny
Dykstra said, next time invite Dr. Dykstra to the game instead of Dr. Jell.
One more story really quick, Howie. Kathy Griffin, I don't know if you saw this, she got banned from or suspended from Twitter for impersonating Elon Musk. And then she went on her late mother's account and started tweeting from her mother's account at Elon Musk. So she revamped, her mother died. And she used her mother's account to try to call Elon Musk a hack and a bleep. And she said, look, please do a better job running this company. It used to mean something. This is KG, by the way. It used to mean something.
Did you see Elon Musk announced today? He said, you know, to all my friends, all my followers, my suggestion is, for the sake of democracy, you vote Republican tomorrow to keep the balance of power properly. You know, the Democrats, they used to love Teslas. They used to love immigrants, especially from Africa. Now they want to run Elon Musk out of the Western Hemisphere on a rail.
Yeah, they're checking into his immigration, making sure everything was legal. No, you're right, Howie. It's really crazy how much they hate him. And I'm already seeing a lot of these columns coming out of like woke left outlets saying, you know, here's an example. This is Alex Heath, and he tweeted something from The Verge. Elon Musk's mass Twitter layoff today has left whole areas of the company completely gutted, including teams tasked with defending the platform from manipulation ahead of the midterms next week. So they're already prepping us for now. They're going to blame Elon Musk.
Manipulation, you mean like suppressing a totally legit story about Hunter Biden's laptop
that
largest newspaper in the United States of America, known as the New York Post? Is that manipulation?
Well, that benefited the Democrats. So, no, that was just, hey, it's our platform. If you don't like it, build your own. Learn to code. Yeah, but we've heard about Russian collusion, but now we're going to hear about Elon Musk collusion, I think, after this election.
Well, he is a Caucasian from South Africa, so he must be part of the apartheid dictatorship or oppression.
I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing that on Twitter soon. Howie, I'll be back a little bit later for Hate Mail Monday.
All right. Thank you, Grace. Fall is here, and as the cold weather is setting in, your body can get tighter and more rigid. Not right now, Balance 7 is offering $15 off to my listeners. And Balance 7 helps your body stay more youthful than it has. It makes you feel much younger. With $15 off and free shipping, this is the perfect time to give Balance 7 a try. And if you're already a satisfied Balance 7 customer, take advantage of this savings with code Howie. When you buy the 4-pack, you're spending less than $2 per day for great energy. Compare that to what you spend every morning at your local coffee shop. Wouldn't it be better to get Balance 7 and have energy throughout the day for less than $2? Stop procrastinating and get Balance 7. You know you should avoid those sugary energy drinks that are loaded with caffeine. You just crash later in the day. But if you take Balance 7, Balance 7 dilutes the acid that's built up in your body over the years from eating acidic foods, beer, wine, soft drinks, processed meats. Once the acid is neutralized, driven out, you'll feel better and you will sleep better. Your immune system will be functioning as if you're 20 years old again. By the way, let me remind you that when Balance 7 took a break from advertising last year, I kept buying the product because I'm a loyal customer. I love Balance 7 because it's good for me. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. I've been taking it for over a year now, and I love it. Order at balance7.com and use code word Howie to save $15 and get free shipping. Call 800-793-9039, and don't forget code Howie. Do your body a favor. Order now. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on. You ask me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You know, it's great to be a Democrat because you can be on both sides of an issue. You can be on both sides of an issue in the same soundbite. And not a long soundbite. In the course of 15 seconds, you can have two positions on an issue, and nobody ever calls you out on it. It's really amazing. Here is John Fetterman, also known as John Fetterneck, talking about the Dobbs decision on Roe v. Wade, overturning the Roe v. Wade decision. Now, he is both pro-abortion and pro-life in the space of 7 seconds here. Cut 19.
I run on Roe v. Wade. Celebrates the demise of Roe v. Wade.
I run on Roe v. Wade. I celebrate the demise of Roe v. Wade. Okay. Can we quote you on that? Lieutenant Governor Fetterneck. 844-500-4242. I want to play these Jim Clyburn cuts. This is Jim Clyburn. He's the number three guy in the House of Representatives, at least for a few more hours. He's the majority whip, they call it. There's Pelosi, then there's Steny Hoyer. He's the majority leader. Then there's Clyburn, South Carolina, 82. Pelosi's 81, Hoyer's 80, and I think Clyburn's 82. These are the up-and-coming young whippersnappers, the Democrats. And the Democrats wonder, why can't we seem to connect with the young voters this year? But anyway, this is Clyburn talking about what a Republican victory tomorrow could mean for the world. Cut 11.
But losing this democracy could very well be the end of the world.
You catch that? Losing this democracy could very well be the end of the world. So I guess he's with Shannon Breen on Fox yesterday. And the end of the world? So she's telling him what the voters, according to the polls and what we all know, what they're concerned about. And so he's not buying it. Cut 12.
Set aside the economy, worries about crime, which are at the top of all of voter polls about what they're worried about, and instead vote for you or the world is ending?
Nobody's saying the world is ending.
You did say there, though, it could be the end of the world.
No, democracy will be ended. The world will continue to exist. The world was here before Hitler. The world was here after Hitler. That's what we're saying. No, the world will not end.
It's going to be like Independence Day.
the kind of country we have. We've got to decide how do we want to exist in this world. And that's what we're talking about. This hyperbole is not a part of what we're saying here.
Sure, hyperbole. And then she points out, but you did say it. You did say it. Here's the quote. The end of the world. The end of the hour. We'll be back. I'm Howie Carr.